This is 90.7 WFAE News. With the holidays approaching and the weather getting colder, for many, it's a good time to warm up with a winter cocktail. I stopped by Charlotte's Five Church restaurant and met with lead bartender Jennifer Barnett and assistant general manager Mark Childers and asked them for a few seasonal drink ideas with a little bit of a southern attitude. I first asked them what comes to mind when they think holiday or winter cocktails.
Spices, honestly, for me, like your nutmeg, clove, cinnamon, those flavors for me really embody the season.
For me, it's three things: bourbon, bourbon, and bourbon. I think the darker liquors definitely represent the winter months anyways.
Let's talk about this first drink that we're going to make. Tell us a little bit about it.
This first cocktail we're going to be making is called the Caramel Apple Pie. And that's got Midnight Moon's Apple Pie Moonshine. Yum, yum. It's out of Madison, North Carolina.
Now, this isn't, you know, the old made in the bathtub kind of moonshine.
This is actually North Carolina's most they will legally allow as far as proof goes for moonshine. It's not the moonshine that's made in the vats of my home state of West Virginia by any means, but it is 80 proof, and the different flavors they've come out has really enabled mixologists like Jen and I to kind of experiment with moonshine, where otherwise the usual saccharine metallic taste of moonshine made it almost impossible to cover it up.
Okay, first we're going to be adding 2 ounces of the Midnight Moon's Apple Pie Moonshine. And then we're going to do 0.75 ounces of the Butterscotch Schnapps. And we're going to do just a splash of sour. We're going to be stirring this one. Okay, nice and mixed up. And for the martini glass, we actually drizzle it with caramel. And we coat the rim of the martini glass with cinnamon sugar.
Can I taste it?
Help yourself.
Wow, that's really good. The cinnamon and sugar is kind of a nice touch there on the outside, and you get a little hint of the caramel. So what's the next one that we're gonna do?
The next one is kind of a take on another drink that's out there in the world called the Bardrake Manhattan. That's obviously a take on the Manhattan, so this is going to be like a third-generation drink, and I'm calling it the take on the Drake. Basically, what we start with, fill the tin up, and we're going to do 2 ounces of Woodford Reserve's bourbon. Next is the element that really makes this drink a little bit different and really brings it into the winter months. It's really great for the winter months, is actually a port. I'm using Taylor Fladgate 20-year, and we're going to use 1.25 ounces of port wine. Next, we give it the smallest dash of bitters.
And what does the bitters do for it?
The bitters just kind of really gives it that familiar Manhattan taste. It really is aromatic and brings the drink out more. It's not just your tongue that's involved in the drink. It's now your nose, and it's very aromatic. It just brings it to life. Next is kind of our take on what makes us different than the Drake Manhattan is the take on the Drake has chai tea maple syrup.
So how do you guys come up with these ideas? How do you get port, chai tea maple syrup, and bourbon? How does that come together in your mind?
Trial and error. This is one of the few things in life where it's fun to try and fail. And you just keep trying and keep putting things together. And once things work, you just know it. Your senses all agree. It puts a smile on your face, and you know that that's going to probably translate for a lot of other people.
And what kind of glass are we using here?
That's actually in a cordials glass or a brandy snifter. Just something a little different from the normal martini that a Bar Drake Manhattan was found in. I think it looks a little more wintery that way. I think it looks more for the holiday season in this kind of a glass. The garnish on this is going to be brandied cherries, and we have brandied these in-house.
All right, let's give this one a try. Oh yeah, one of these, and I would definitely be done on a cold winter day. That's really, really good. And you just catch a little hint of that port in there, but it definitely makes that nice little bit of difference in there. That's really good.
And these are really relatively simple drinks to make. You've got, what, about 3 ingredients in each one?
Both of them, honestly. They're both very different, too. So you got something for everybody, honestly.
All right, thanks a lot, you guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jennifer Barnett and Mark Childers of Five Church Restaurant in Uptown. You can see photos and ingredients of the drinks on our website, WFAE.org.